Good morning, my friends. Welcome to a new podcast here, Speaking Truth to Power, featuring Mr. Jason E. Taylor of the Law Offices of Jason E. Taylor, with law offices in Charlotte, Hickory, and Greenville, North Carolina, as well as Rock Hill and Columbia, South Carolina. Jason E. Taylor, also a good friend of the firm here, Billy Frano. Billy, thanks for being here today as well.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. So, Jason, class is in session today, my friend. Today we're talking about, we're going to have some fun today, but we're talking about a really interesting topic, something that's out in the forefront of society today, the Second Amendment, gun control issues, and guns in general, and you've got no opinions whatsoever on the subject.
Yeah, right.
Is that right? So tell us a little bit about your background with firearms.
I grew up with firearms, spent my whole life, you know, whole life is probably a little much. I was in second grade, I think, when I've got my first shotgun, and grew up hunting deer and ducks and geese and dove and rabbits and everything else, and have continued with that. And then there's different phases of my life where I've shot more. There's different phases where I've collected more. As long as I've been familiar with the Constitution and the Second Amendment, I've had an opinion about it.
I'm gonna pick on you a little bit. I'm gonna dig in and find out what that opinion is. Billy, how about you as far as guns? Did you grow up around guns? Tell us your background.
Yeah, I did. As far as I know, everyone in my family's always had guns. It's never been a thing like that we were taught to fear guns or anything like that. I mean, I grew up shooting guns, going on camping trips. Someone always brought a gun to shoot. Mm-hmm. I grew up around a bunch of deer hunters.
Right.
So it's never been a thing like, oh, we're not supposed to have guns and guns are bad. It's never been like that.
Now, from my standpoint, I grew up, my father passed away fairly early, so I really wasn't around guns growing up to a big extent. Now, I am now. I've had some training. I've got a concealed weapon permit now, and I really enjoyed it. Until I moved to Arkansas, though, back for law school, I didn't know much about guns. Of course, when you go to Arkansas, they give you a gun as you cross the Mississippi. And a lot of folks out there, you know, using guns to hunt birds and whatnot. And I remember the first time I actually shot a gun with some guys, they picked on me. They had some scopes. And one was like, Jason, you know, 223 type of a rifle with a scope on it. And it didn't kick a whole lot. And then they gave me a 30-aught. And I put my eye up to that thing. And I was like Ralphie. Oh, I was like Ralphie at a Christmas story. I almost knocked my eye out. So guns are still making me really uneasy. So I'm going to push both of you a little bit. Sounds like we may have some differing views. Jason, Second Amendment, talk about that.
Well, but from my perspective and the way it was, you know, our founders were not talking about hunting when they were talking about protecting the individual right to keep and bear arms. Mm-hmm. They were talking about the citizens being able to protect themselves against a government that has become tyrannical. A lot of times people say, oh, you don't need an assault weapon, quote unquote, to hunt deer or do anything like that. And my two comments are, in my opinion, there's no such thing as an assault weapon. It's not defined. Is it the caliber? Is it the number of shots? What is it? Is it the way it looks? Is it style, you know? Mm-hmm. I think all that's silly, and I don't have any of my guns to go and hunt anything in particular. My guns are my right, and it's to protect myself and my family against a government that's, you know, that oversteps its bounds. Government is for the people, mm-hmm. by the people, and some of us get concerned that thinks it's in charge.
Yeah. So, where do I get that bazooka I want?
Yes, me too.
Really? Are you really?
I think that I ought to be able to have anything the government has. I understand the hurdles. They are insurmountable. My problem is they shouldn't be insurmountable. You want to make it a little bit more difficult for me to get a bazooka than a .22 rifle?
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
But there ought to be a pathway. Mm-hmm. I ought to be able to exercise my right, and mm-hmm. if I can afford it, I should be able to have everything they have.
Well, by gosh. Now, that's an opinion right there. I told you guys, this guy has an opinion on some things. Now, Billy, how about you? What do you What kind of firearms do you, are you, handguns?
I have a handgun that I keep in my home. Yeah. So, I believe that everyone should have a form of protection. I mean, I carry other stuff with me. I got a new thing that it's called the Tiger Claw. It's for joggers. You can grab it in your hand. It's got claws that come out. And if someone wants to attack you, it's designed to, when it scratches them, it collects their DNA in this thing. Uh-huh. It's, you know, but I'm just saying, as a woman, I think, I definitely believe in having protection on you. I've always been taught that no country would go to war with America because every one of its citizens is behind a blade of grass with protection or a gun or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I have issues with them or the government and trying to take our weapons away or protection away. I do believe in background checks, mental health checks, all those things, but I would hate to see them come and try to collect weapons. Because I know that there's going to be people that have illegal firearms, unregistered. Of course, they're not going to hand over their stuff, so why is everyone else expected to? Mm-hmm. It's scary to think about that's the kind of situation we could get ourselves into.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
see that happen.
I want to say this. I agree with Billy. I'm a supporter of background checks. There's nothing wrong with kind of making sure people are somebody who you can trust with a firearm. At the same time, you ought to be able to take whatever tests are necessary in order to be able to carry one anytime, anywhere, whether it's an airplane or a bank or wherever.
Holy shit. And, really?
And 24/7. I think you ought to be able to show and maintain some proficiency and show that you've done that. You might have to do some sort of testing to make sure you're stable enough and you're and that may be a routine thing. It may involve, the cost may be great because you ought to pay to take those tests and have them administered and whatnot. But you ought to have a way to get to a point that 24/7, anywhere you go, anyhow you go, you can have your firearm.
That
with
scares
you.
The hell out of me, Jason. I'll
tell you what scares me.
Okay, what
are these zones that say no firearms? So people who have them and shouldn't can go and know there's not going to be any return fire.
I got you. Strict constructionist with the Constitution, Jason. Is it a living, breathing document? I'm grabbing my coffee here.
Yeah, I'm a strict constructionist. Is difficult language with something that was written so long ago and you know, we weren't looking at airplanes and automobiles and various things, computers and all the stuff then. So it is a living, breathing document, and I think we need to, you know, it to me, its compass is always pointed north.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the same thing.
Okay.
And try to toe the line and follow the Constitution to the extent that things that were never considered at that time are accounted for in a balanced way.
And that's my point. I mean, we had muskets back then, single shot muskets. We didn't. Do you think they ever envisioned a kid being able to walk into like a gun show and get a semi-automatic weapon with high capacity magazines and that they could? You know?
I don't think that's the point, though. Of course, they didn't because we didn't have them. But did they consider that some young, you know, 16-year-old or whatever was able to carry a gun and go and shoot it and have the same capabilities, and particularly as they came together, as the military did? I do think they accounted for that. That was the point. It was, you know, you are not going to be stronger than we are as citizens. The government won't be stronger than its citizenry. And I think that was keeping the compass north.
Yeah, yeah. Billy, you think there's really a chance that, look, we've got way too many folks in this world. The government's not going to come take our guns. How are they ever going to do that? Well, you worried about the government taking guns, really?
I worry that they're going to pass so many regulations and laws, and it's going to make it harder and harder to have. And I think there's a right way to do that with, like Jason was saying, you know, this thing was wrote so long ago, the Constitution was wrote so long ago, the regulations and everything that go with that were wrote when the muskets were around.
Mm-hmm.
I think as a country, we have to, you know, make amendments to these certain rules that, hey, like he said, a routine check, I think that's great because maybe it's yearly, maybe it's every 2 years. Mm-hmm. We go pay, you know, I think that would, I mean, a lot of things would have to change to make all that the way we would want it to be, especially with the illegal firearms on the streets and all that stuff. But maybe it would open up the places like the airports, the banks, and all those places where we could carry a gun because the people that are mentally sound and stable and they've done their tests and they've paid that price to carry it to protect themselves in those places, that would be good for them. And it would deter people that are carrying illegal or doing harm with those weapons mm-hmm. to go onto those properties and kill innocent people yeah. that are unarmed, because that's the only places that we really see those crimes happening. And I can't envision them doing that, but Australia did it, and they, you know, other countries have done it where they've put the guns in a pile and set them on fire and all the citizens reluctantly just handed them over. And I think you have a big population in this country that believes, oh, that would be great. I would feel so much safer if we did that. I can't, mm-hmm. it would not make sense for us to do that. I hope it doesn't come mm-hmm. to that. So.
Yeah. Well, Beto O'Rourke tried that out when he said, hey, yeah, damn right we're coming for your guns. How'd that work out for his candidacy,
right? Yeah, we see where he's at right now.
Yeah. So. Jason, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say a comment she had made earlier about, you know, other countries kind of concern with the United States. You know, everybody's got a gun. I remember as a teenager somebody saying, it was around deer season, and they said, do you know, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it sounds good, and you know, at that time, and that was many years ago, but they said that the opening day of deer season in Pennsylvania constituted the third largest standing militia in the world. So if you all the deer hunters there, you know, and that's mm-hmm. pretty interesting. That's a yeah. staggering statistic if it's anywhere close to true.
Well, I know my wife, being from Western Pennsylvania, first day of deer season, school was canceled.
Oh, wow.
It was no school because no one would come. And I think that's right.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still that way, and I don't, you know, times are changing, but mm-hmm. I always thought that was pretty neat. And
yeah.
And then you thought about, well, in all the other states, boy, mm-hmm. we've got a big, mm-hmm. big standing militia.
Yep. Gun shows. I've never been to a gun show. And I've heard that you can kind of go to a gun show and just purchase guns fairly easily. I don't know. Tell us what's required at a gun show.
I've been to numerous gun shows. Mm-hmm. In fact, my daughter was being punished one day, and the punishment was she had to go with me when she was young.
Oh, what a mean dad.
Yeah. Now, I've never bought from somebody who was selling outside of the gun show, and quite frankly, I can't speak to that because I've seen people with signs that say, you know, gun for sale, but whether that's going through a dealer or not, I don't know. But I know when I go to a gun show and I see a gun I like, they do the same thing there that they do at the gun store, and that's, you know, you've got to fill out the paperwork and they call in and make sure you're all good to go. So mm-hmm. my experiences at the gun show have been not any different than going into a gun store.
Gotcha. Expanding background checks. There's a lot of talk about that. A lot of talk in Congress about, hey, let's expand. Why is it such a rush to let someone get a gun? Let's do more of a mental health background. People falling through the cracks there. And I hear you say, and I appreciate that. Like, look, you know, I think people should be trained and educated.
Well,
and,
you know,
and checked out.
To purchase a gun, I think you know there ought to be. You know, if you had a violent criminal history, you know, that's, I understand that being relevant. Mm-hmm. If, you know, and I think there is a, you know, unless you've got a concealed carry permit and whatnot for some guns, maybe there, you know, there's a 48-hour just a cooling time. You know, I don't, I'm a concealed carry person, so I show my permit and I'm able to get the gun. Mm-hmm. You know, right then, and I liked that, and I didn't mind going through the process. Although I would always forget that it was going to expire, and I've had to go back like five times and redo it.
I've got to check mine.
You know, I'm okay with some limitations on it. Limitations is maybe the wrong word. Just some minor hurdles to make sure we're not having folks run and buy a gun and go crazy with it. but they need to be fairly minor. You know, it's like voting. It's don't get in the way. I'm allowed to go and get my guns, and short of being, you know, dangerous to others, a real threat, I need to be able to get them. And everybody does. And that's one of the things that's part of the cost of being free. You know, it comes at a cost. It's not, and it, that's okay. That's a cost we need to be willing to bear.
Yeah. Billy, you've got, when your son's old enough to purchase a gun, you okay with him going out and getting a, you know, semi-automatic?
I hope he does.
Yeah. All right.
I hope he gets whatever he feels comfortable owning and taking care of and being responsible for.
Gotcha.
That both of my boys have grown up around guns, shooting guns. My oldest one goes hunting.
Mm-hmm.
He's shot plenty of deer. Yeah. And it's nothing that he's, I mean, it's just they kill the deer, they make deer jerky and eat the meat. And it's not something that he brags about or anything. He's just grown up doing that. So,
yeah. Now, you guys have both grown up around firearms. So, you know, we've got, I think I heard someone the other day, a congresswoman from a southern state say, look, you know, I want my grandparent to be able to give a hunting rifle to a grandson without having to go through any kind of checks. And I absolutely agree with that. Now, there are places in the world, there are places, in, you know, in our metropolitan areas where people don't grow up like both of you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a totally different situation. There's not that education and that culture, whatnot. What can we do to educate people? Now, the NRA probably does a lot of good things in that respect, Jason, and you know something about that. But how, you know.
Well, there's a big difference, in my opinion, between transferring a gun and shooting a gun or going to buy a gun. Listen, family owns a gun, family passes it down, great. And it should be universal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of those guns never get shot, and a lot of the people that get passed through don't know what they are. And that's okay, too. You
gotcha.
Don't, you know, a lot of people buy guns and don't ever shoot them. I have guns I bought in the last 20 years I've never shot.
Okay.
It was a firearm I decided to own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and that's, you know, we're able to do that, too. Just because you own it doesn't mean you necessarily have to be proficient with it. You have to be proficient with it if you're going to go and shoot it.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Gotcha.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like I said, the hurdles need to be small, and I don't believe there should be any sort of infringement on a family member's right to pass on their personal property, and that includes their firearms.
Right. Now, I used to prosecute some folks for something called weapons of mass destruction, which basically was a sawed-off shotgun. Bump stocks, things of that nature, to take one gun, modify it, do something else, weapons of mass destruction.
I will tell you, the idea that we would use the term mass destruction and a sawed-off shotgun or, you know, in the same sentence is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
Tell me about an explosive device, and then we'll talk about weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
After that, I think somebody doesn't know what they're talking about. They're making crap up.
And as a young prosecutor, I came in and someone was charged with a weapon of mass destruction. I thought, oh, man, we got a bomb maker here. No, it was a sawed-off shotgun. I was like, huh. Billy and Jason, as far as should there be, as you increase the size of a gun, anyway, someone gets a .22 pistol as opposed to a semi-automatic, some type of a high-powered weapon, should there be levels for training and background checks, depending on if it's a...
No, but just what you just said didn't even really make any sense.
Doesn't make sense. What do you mean doesn't make sense? If I get my little revolver that shoots five rounds, I mean, it's different than a
you
high
talked
capacity.
You talked about number of rounds versus, you know, you said like 22, and I think you said, you know, multiple rounds, or then you said high-powered. Those are all different. You can have a multi-round 22. You can have a 22 with a 30-round magazine to it.
Really?
Is that what you're complaining about, or is it the 300 Win Mag with the 6-round magazine? Because, you know, 30 would destroy your shoulder. You know, so you're not going to have that. So, you know, this is a problem as we talk about assault weapons.
Yeah.
And again, is it the caliber? Because the caliber, you can have a single shot in that caliber, you can have a multi-shot, you can have a bolt action, you can have, you know, there's all, is it the, what is it? I'll tell you what it is to most people who use that term.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it looks. It looks like a G.I. Joe gun, therefore it's an assault weapon.
Gotcha.
Right? And that's silly. And that's just ignorant. and people talking about something they don't know, and you hear it, and you, politicians and others, oh, we shouldn't have these assault weapons. Well, I'd like to have them define it for me first.
Okay.
And then tell me, what about it is it that they have the problem? Is it the number of rounds? Mm-hmm. Is it the type of round?
Okay.
Is it the way it looks? Because mm-hmm. these are all different things, and I think they get confused.
Right.
I don't want to limit on my number of rounds.
Okay.
I don't want to limit on my caliber.
Okay.
And if you don't like the way my gun looks, don't look.
Again, I'm just trying to pull this out of you, Jason. You're shy about this issue, and I appreciate yeah. that. I appreciate that.
Well, like he said, I was in Walmart the other week looking at the guns, and there's BB guns that look like AR-15s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, this is...
Mm-hmm.
That, and I think it is a lot to do with the way it looks, because if a kid's walking around with something that looks like an AR-15,
mm-hmm.
he's, you know, people see that and they freak out, and it's a BB gun. He's just going out there to shoot some bottles off of a fence post or something, you know?
Right.
Like,
right. A lot of these school shootings, what are people using for a lot of these school shootings?
What are they using?
Yeah, what are they using?
I don't frankly know. I know there's too many school shootings, but I don't yeah. know whether... I'm sure there's some with shotguns, some with rifles, some with pistols. Yeah. I'm sure there's all number of things. I don't know, and I'm not claiming to know mm-hmm. whether there's some sort of go-to. I will agree with Billy, and when I make the comment, what are we talking about when we talk about assault weapons? It is, in my opinion, and what she said, because people don't know,
mm-hmm.
It is the look. And that's what, if you don't know, you're just talking, well, I know one when I see one. Well, you really don't, but...
That's interesting.
That's the kind of the go-to,
mm-hmm.
which is too bad. Is the AR-15, which you can get in any number of calibers, but is it maybe the best gun for deer hunting? No. But is it not a bad gun to have in your collection? Absolutely, a good gun to have in your collection.
Okay. And AR-15s, I think, is kind of where I'm going with that. It seems yeah. like the AR-15 you hear multiple times with people walking into these places and using something along those
sure,
lines.
Sure, but if somebody chooses to have it in their gun safe or hang it on their wall mm-hmm. or use it at the range mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever, that's their business.
It is.
And yeah.
It is. And listen, I'm picking on you.
I'm picking on you,
and I'm picking on you, too. Let's get something really serious. Your favorite side dish for holiday meals? Billy?
Go ahead, Billy.
I really make a mean green bean casserole.
Ooh.
And I'm going to make it tomorrow. And I just, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make it and bring it in sometime for you guys, because I can just, the next day, I get it out of the refrigerator and eat it cold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good fresh or mm-hmm. out of the refrigerator the next day. It's just so good. I love it.
Cool.
So,
Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, we have a tradition in my family with this oyster dish. And it, you know, with crackers, and it's done like in a lasagna tray. With crushed over it, and then the oyster liqueur on it, and the oysters, and then more cracking. It's multiple levels, and it's hot, and you eat it, and you put it in the fridge, and you pull it out later, and it's cold, and you eat it, and it's equally as good.
I was going to say you're both yeah. wrong. It's asparagus casserole, but I'm wrong.
Oh.
What time is lunch
yeah,
tomorrow,
exactly.
man?
Yeah, exactly. He just made our green bean asparagus that looked like crap.
That sounds good. Guys, thank you both mm-hmm. so much. I hope this is the first in a long line of the podcast where we talk about really interesting things. Please forgive me for asking some questions.
Well, have you changed your mind from hearing any of this with your opinion on guns and
you know what? I've learned some stuff today. I really have. I've learned some stuff today. And I think that I am probably one of those folks that really, when I hear AR, you know, 15 or something, I didn't realize you can get different calibers. I didn't realize those types of things. I think a lot of people out there have those types of issues and fears
mm-hmm.
and whatnot. So I've learned some stuff today, and I really appreciate both of you. So I'm going to think about it.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is conversating with people,
mm-hmm.
having, you know, these discussions with an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you learn when you go in with an open mind, and you're not, oh, well, this is how I was raised, and this is how
mm-hmm.
it is. So
mm-hmm.
I think it'd be a good idea to get together on the farm and hit some targets.
That's yeah. a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Guys, speaking truth to power, thank you yeah. so much for listening today. Again, Jason Taylor.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you so
yes.
much. I appreciate it, Billy. The law offices of Jason E. Taylor, law offices in North Carolina and South Carolina. We hope you are never injured, but if you are, please consider the law offices of Jason E. Taylor, 1-800-351-3008. Thank you, guys.
And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays, yes. my friends.